This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can disagree, but we can do so in love and humility. I was reading in the book of Acts about Paul's three missionary journeys. And on the first journey, he took Barnabas and John Mark with him. But by the end of that first journey, there was a sharp dispute. John Mark decided to leave their first journey midway through, but wanted to join Paul and Barnabas as they were planning for their second journey. Paul was dead set against it. He didn't want to risk losing momentum on the second journey like they had done so on the first journey. Barnabas saw things differently, however. He wanted to give John Mark a second chance. Paul was more focused on the purpose, and Barnabas was more focused on the person. They parted ways, but not so in bitterness. And we know this to be true because Paul would later go on to refer to both Barnabas and John Mark in Colossians and also in 2 Timothy. So Paul and Barnabas chose to disagree, but in love and humility. And in this way, their dispute did not become a distraction. Is there an unresolved dispute distracting you today? If so, let me warmly remind you of these words. Love is patient and kind. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but it rejoices with the truth. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, if you disagree, do so in truth, love, and humility.